So yesterday we began on Choftes Amid Beis Ulafuki Mehai Tana, which means that according to our Mishnah, in the case of Psulos, where there's no possibility of being Mekayim in the midst of a low seal, nevertheless you pay Knas. And that's against the Tana who has the Brisa of Shimon HaTemoni and Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. What is the machlokas between Shimon HaTemoni and Rav Shimon ben Manasseh? And what's the nafkamina between the two shitos? So the Gemara establishes that according to Shimon HaTemoni, v'lo siyo le'isha means isha sheyesh lo ba'havaya. So as long as there's tfisas kedushin, she's included in lo siyo le'isha, and therefore there's knas. So let's say, for example, in Chayvei Lavin, where there is tfisas kedushin, except for Rabbi Akiva, but leaving out Rabbi Akiva, then she's included in v'lo siyo le'isha, isha sheyesh lo havaya. So yesterday, just to review, we mentioned the shita of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. According to him, when it says in the Torah v'lo siyo le'isha, it means isha ra'uya l'kayma, that there's no prohibition in this marriage relationship between the ma'anes and the anusa, which means that if there would be chayvei lavim, then according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, she's not included under v'lo siyo le'isha. She's not an isha ruya l'kayma, hence there would be no knas. Whereas according to Shimon HaTimni, in the case of chayvei lavim, assuming there's tfisas kedushin and no mamzerus, which is according to everyone except Rabbi Akiva, then she's included under yesh bo havaya, and hence there would be knas. So again, the nafkamina would be lavim. What would be, for example, in the case of mamzerus? If you go like Shimon HaTimni, there would be knas in the case of mamzerus because yesh lo ba havaya, there is tfisas kedushin. If you're going like Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, there would be no knas in the case of mamzerus because she's an isha she'ena ra'uya l'kayma. And that's what Gemara says here on Daf Choftes Amud Beis, my beinayhu, om Rav Zera mamzeres unesina ike beinayhu. Now, Nesina, let's go with the Shita that Nesina is Doraisa, which seems to be Rashi Shita, and then we have a Lav of Lotischating Bom. Mamzeres clearly is a Lav. So the Gemara calculates that Lamandi Omer, according to Shimon HaTimni, Yeshba Havaya, there is Tfisus Kedushin in a Mamzeres or in a Nesina. Is Hanami, and therefore Yeshba Havaya, in this case she would collect Knas. That's according to Shimon HaTimni. There is Tfisus Kedushin, hence there is Knas. Lamandi Omer, but according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, who holds that what is lo siyo le'isha means ru'uya l'kayma, ha ain ru'uya l'kayma, she's excluded from the parasha knas because of the lav of mamzeres. The Gemara now goes on and asks Ula Rabbi Akiva, the Omer ain kedushin tovsu v'chayvei lavin my beinayhu. Can we have a case where even if I assume that chayvei lavin generates mamzeres and therefore there's no tfisas kedushin, nevertheless there would be a nafkamina between Rabbi Akiva? So there's not going to be, according to Rabbi Akiva, between Shimon HaTimni and Rabbi Shimon Manasseh, there won't be enough kavina in Chayvei Lavin, because even I hold like Shimon HaTimni of Yesh Ba'avaya, there's no Avaya in Chayvei Lavin, according to Rabbi Akiva. But the nafkamina Ika Beinayu is on one of the Kohen God. So that's going to be the case of Almona L'Kohen Gadol. And here the Gemara quotes Rav Simoi, the Brice of Rav Simoi, on the bottom of Choftes Amud Beis, the Sanya Rav Simoi Omer Minakol Oseh Rabbi Akiva Mamzeru. Notice any Chayvei Lavin generates Mamzerus, Chutz Me Almona L'Kohen Gadol. Even though, again, Almona L'Kohen Gadol is a Chayvei Lavin, the Torah says with regard to a Kohen Gadol, this in Parshas Emor, it says, Almono Grusho V'Chalolo Zonas Eila Lo Yikach. So he violates, if he marries an Almona, he violates Lo Yikach. But nevertheless, there's no Mamzerus. So why is it that in all Chayvin Lavin, Rabbi Akiva would say that there is Mamzerus, but in the case of Almana L'Kohen Gadol, which is clearly a Lavin, the Torah of Lo Yikach, nevertheless Rav Simai interprets that there would not be Mamzerus. So that's where Rav Simai in this brisa derives from a special miut, a special drasha, Lo Yichalel. The pasuk says Lo Yichalel Zaro Be'amav Chilulim Oseh V'Yein Oseh Mamzerus. The child of this relationship is not a mamzer. So therefore, if there's no mamzerus from a mixture of an almona and a kohen gadol, then there would be tfisas kedushin. There's no problem of tfisas kedushin, because tfisas kedushin depends upon a lav sheyesh bo mamzerus. In other words, mamzerus means there's no tfisas kedushin. In the case of Almana L'Kohen Gadol, there is Tfisas Kedushin. Hence, there's no Mamzerus. So let's just reiterate our discussion of yesterday, which I call Siba O Siman. And there are two ways of understanding the relationship between E-Tfisas Kedushin and Mamzerus. One way is to understand it as a Siba. A Siba, it means because there's no Tfisas Kedushin, that's why there is Mamzerus. The other way of learning it is that it's a Siman. A Siman means that they both emanate from the same source, but it's not that one causes the other. What does it mean they both emanate from the same source? If you ask me why is it that there's no Tfisas Kedushin in cases X, Y, and Z, the answer is going to be because she's an Erva. For the same exact reason, there's going to be Mamzerus. Because once a woman is an Erva, then the child of that relationship is a Mamzer. So any man that has a relationship with an Erva, the child is a Mamzer. So let's take a look for a moment. I think it's on page... one second, what page was it? I thought it was on Ayin Hey, but let me just see. No. Just one second. What? We're on Chavtes on the Beis, and we're talking about Tfisas Kedushin. Oh, so this would be in Os Pei Beis. Okay, so what page is Os Pei Beis? Kuf Gimel, you say?
No.
Oh, here, take a look at Samach Vav. This is on page Kuf Hei. Yeah, sorry, I didn't hear what you said. So I have a number of copies here of page Kuf Hei. If you don't find yours, I can put that here on the desk. And he says the following: Yesh Lachkar. It's at the end of Kuf Hei, which is Simon or Os Samach Vav. Im Hasiba Hagoremis L'Mamzeres Imasha Ein Tfisas Kedusha, meaning, as a result of the fact that there's no Tfisas Kedushin, the child of such a relationship is a Mamzer. Mm-hmm. Oh, Einzu Siba El Simon. In other words, they both are generated, meaning E Tfisas Kedushin and Mamzerus, by the same cause. There's one cause that's common to both of them. That's called a Simon. And that's because she's an Erva. So as a result of the fact that she's an Erva, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. And as a result of the fact that she's an Erva, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Now, if you recall, and I think this was the last discussion that we had yesterday, the Sugya Tmura, Rav is of the opinion that called Milsa the Yom Rachmana Yavin Lo Savin Yavin Lo Mahani. That when the Torah tells you not to do something, then if you went ahead and did it, then it's not valid. The Torah doesn't recognize it. And the Gemara in Tmura is going to raise the question of Almana Almana L'Kohen Gadol. So let's say that Almana L'Kohen Gadol, the Torah says, is a lav. And now he went ahead and he married, the Kohen Gadol married an Almana. So according to Rava, the principle here should be eat visas kedushin. Why? Because according to Rava, I Ovid Lo Mahani, he was not allowed to enter into this marriage relationship, and the marriage relationship is therefore not valid. So how could Rava justify the fact that there would be tefisas kedushin? The Torah does validate this marriage of an almona l'kohen gadol. This, despite the law. Umeshani, the Gemara answers, Shani hocha diomar kro lo yechal zara, which means chilulinu osaveinu osa mamzerim. And as a result of the fact that there's no mamzerim, alma, there's tfisas kiddushin. So again, even though if we apply Rava's rule universally, meaning if we apply it to this case of almona l'kohen gadol, the conclusion would be that there's no tfisas kiddushin because the Yavid lo mahani. Okay, we'll try to fill you in as we go along.
Catch up.
But in this case, there's an exception to the rule. Why? Because if there's no mamzerus, then it means that there's no tfisas kiddushin. I'm sorry. Just the opposite, sorry. Yeah. If there's no mamzerus, then it means there is tfisas kiddushin. And that's what we're going to derive from this drasha of lo yechal zaro.
Zaro, not mamzerus.
Not mamzerus, so it's only chilulim, but not mamzerus. Hence, there is tfisas kiddushin. Mm-hmm. And that's the exception to Rava's rule of Iovid lo mahan. So we're looking here on page Kuf Vav, which I think did I give out Kuf Vav?
Yes. It doesn't challenge Rava. It just says that it's not part of it.
Right, that this is an exception that Rava himself would accept because
it's,
of right, this drasha.
It's a drasha, it's right. There's a custom.
Exactly. In other words, even though Rava, in applying his universal rule, would have said that there's no tvisas kedushin in the case of Almana L'Kohen Gadol, because the Yavid Lo Mahani, here the Torah says there's no mamzerus. And if the Torah is saying there's no mamzerus, then it means that there is tvisas kedushin.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the list of Kufa. It might be here in the...
Yeah, I'm looking.
Take a look. I usually, what I do with the extra pages, I put them into the... I call it the archives here.
Sure.
All right, there's one...
It works.
So we're on page Kuf Vav, and we're looking at the paragraph Ulach Ora. Mm-hmm. And we're about halfway through that paragraph. Mm-hmm. And he says, Ubishlem. We'll see if you can find the word Ubishlem about mm-hmm. seven lines yeah. down. He says, Bishlem alatzad harishon diminias hakidushin hi asiba goremes mamzerus. That the reason why there's mamzerus is because the relationship between him and her, right, the parents of this offspring, is so antithetical, you know, they're so excluded from each other that even if they would get married, the Torah would completely disqualify that marriage. That was the first understanding. Asi Shapir. Now the Gemara in Tmura makes a lot of sense. Why? The Hachinami here too. Kema delo tafsi kiddushin. Yia me'eze tam shiya havlad mamza. Meaning, if there's no tfisas kiddushin, that itself generates mamzerus, as we said before, because the fact that the Torah does not recognize and validate their kiddushin, their ishus, means that the child is going to be a mamzer. So therefore, if we take a look at almona l'kohen gadol, then what the Gemara is saying is that by virtue of this drasha that teaches us that there is tfisas kiddushin, there won't be any mamzerus. Mm-hmm. And hence what we have here is a beautiful example of the exception to Rava's rule. Rava's rule is that we cannot accept the Tfisas Kedushin. But once this drasha tells me Chalol is not Mamzerus, it must be that there's no cause of Mamzerus. And what causes Mamzerus, according to the first tzad? E Tfisas Kedushin. Well, here, the Torah must be saying, if there's no Mamzerus, that there is Tfisas Kedushin and it's not E Tfisas Kedushin. Hence, we have an exception to the rule of the Ovid Lo Mahani.
quick question.
Yeah.
If a Jewish man marries a Goyita, there's no Tfisat Kedushin.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that if they have a child together, it's a mamzer.
Right. So this rule of Tfisat Kedushin generates mamzeris is only within matter relations amongst Jewish people. It doesn't apply if it's a non-Jew. Because in the case of a non-Jew, the whole concept of mamzeris is not applicable because there's no...
That's outside the parsha altogether.
Of Ishus, right? There's no Ishus at all. So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about two Jews, a man and a woman, who could have a marriage relationship, and then the Torah goes ahead and says, no, you can't have a marriage relationship. Mm-hmm. In other words, he and her both have Ishus. They're included in Ishus, not with each other, but with other people. And therefore, with each other, if the Torah says that there's no issues, then the child of such a relationship of marriage is going to be a mamzer. Mm-hmm. That's the first tzad, that the reason for mamzeris is because of itfisas kiddushin. So again, if the Torah says that in the case of Almanu L'Kohen Gadol there is no mamzeris, it must be that there is tfisas kiddushin. Hence, we have the exception to Rava's rule of the Ovid Lo Mahana. If according to the other tzad we're going to the tzad of erva, that why is it there's no tefisas kedushin because it's an erva, and why is it that there is mamzeris because it's an erva? So ultimately, these two halachas of tefisas kedushin and mamzeris are two separate tracks, and both of which emanate from the same source, namely from erva. The Iser Erva Chomur, that's going to prevent Tfisas Kedushin, and that's going to generate Mamzeris. So the Gorem here is of Mamzeris is not Tfisas Kedushin, but rather Tfisas Kedushin just indicates that there will be Mamzeris, because what breaks up, what torpedoes the Kedushin, it's the Erva relationship. That Erva engenders Mamzeris. Well, if that be the case, then Eich Medaminon Almana L'Kohen Gadol L'Kan Harei Ovid Lo Mahani Eino Din Miyuchad B'Kedushin El B'Chol HaTorah V'Eino Mitzad Iser Erva V'Eich Yochol Ligrom Mamzeris. What was the Havamina in the Gemara to apply Ovid Lo Mahani to the case of an Almana L'Kohen Gadol by virtue of the Lav, when the Tfisas Kedushin is only a result of an erva relationship? Now, it's possible that one could argue that Almana L'Kohen Gadol is an erva, but let's assume it's not an erva. Then, for sure, there's not going to be Tfisas Kedushin. That has nothing to do with Rava. Now, Rava makes sense if there's a separate lav in the Torah, and you went ahead and you violated that lav. Is the as a result of your violation of the law recognized by the halacha or not recognized by the halacha? And the answer is, according to Rav, it's not valid. But in this case, you're asking about Tfisas Kedushin. Well, the reason for Tfisas Kedushin is because of erva, and has nothing to do. So you can't simply say, well, he violated the law of the Torah, and therefore there's Tfisas Kedushin. Eovid lo mahani. Why? Because the Tfisas Kedushin itself is only a simon, is only a result of the, it's only a simon, shall I say, that she's an erva. In the case of Almana L'Kohen Gadol, she's not an erva. I'll prove it to you in two ways. First of all, Almana L'Kohen Gadol is an Iser Kahuna, right? So she can marry any other man who's not a Kohen. In fact, she can marry even a Kohen. It's only an Iser of Kahuna Gadola. But secondly, I'll prove it from the fact that there's no Chiv Kares over here. In other words, here we have to introduce Rabbi Akiva, but let's leave out Rabbi Akiva for just one moment. And we're talking about Chayvei Lavin. But Chayvei Lavin is not an Erva.
It's not Tresis either.
Correct. So what are you going to tell me? That she's an Erva? Why should she be an Erva if it's only Chayvei Lavin? So on the one hand, it's Chayvei Lavin that applies specifically to a Kohen, in this case a Kohen Gadol. So it's not an Iser Erva that would apply to anyone else. She can marry anyone else. And at the same time, it's only in the maximum violation of a Lav. It's not a violation of an Iser Kares, and therefore we're not talking about an Erva. So that if you are proving from this drasha of chilulin osa v'yena osa mamzerus, that she's not a mamzer, and hence there's no mamzerus, that has nothing to do with Rava. because the Itfisa's Kedushin here is only in a case of an Erva. It's the Erva that torpedoes the Kedushin. Meaning the Torah is saying that you cannot create a marriage relationship with an Erva. That's the second side in our Chakira. Well, if that be the case, the Torah rejects the recognition of the validity of this marriage because she's an Erva. What are you going to say about Almana L'Kohen Gadol? If we assume she's not an Erva, then the Torah is going to recognize the validity of that marriage. What does that have to do with Rava? Rava has to do with the violation of the law. But here, it's not the violation of the law that busts up or breaks up the Kedushin. It's the Shame Erva. And if we establish that Almana L'Kohen Gadol is not a Shame Erva, then hence we understand that there'll be Tfisus Kedushin. So the entire sugya seems to be predicated on the first side in the Chakir. Now, Rabos, if you can help me, just because I have to find my pages here, what was the next page we gave out? Do you have a page that says on it, Tuf Ayin Vav?
I do. Yes.
Okay. So let's try to figure out what's on Tuf Ayin Vav.
No, that's Tuf
Ayin. That we didn't photocopy that. I thought we did.
We did.
So there should be at least 3 or 4 copies. And from Tuf Ayin Vav, I think it goes all the way to Tuf Pei Aleph, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Yeah. So again, we'll have to sort through the pages over here. Okay. Let's see what we want to discuss here. Sorry, I apologize. I just want to get myself organized here. Okay. So let's begin Rabosai with the Rambam in Perek Aleph Mihilchas Naira Halacha He, which you'll see on the top right of your page. Tuf Ayin Tes, right? You're on Tuf Ayin Tes? That's
yes.
What we decided?
Yes.
Tuf Ayin Tes.
So the Rambam says the following: Hoisa anusa zu asura olav, afilu michayve ese, vafilu shnia, harezu lo yisa'ena shenemar, velo siya leisha isha hara uyolo. So clearly, the Rambam is accepting the shita of Rav Shimon ben Menasseh, who interprets Velosi Elisha as Isha Re'uya L'Kaima. And therefore any Iser in the Torah would, let's use the term, blow her out of the water, torpedo her from the Parsha of Knas. Why? Because in the Parsha of Knas, we're talking about Velosi Elisha, Isha Re'uya L'Kaima. And the Rambam includes even Chayvei Ese. So for example, we're going to talk about Mitzri and Andomi, and whether it's Knas in those cases. And we're going to talk about Ba'ula, the Kohen Gadol, who's not an Almana, but she's a Ba'ula, that's also Chayvei Ese. But the Rambam adds something here that really disturbs the minds of the Kesef Mishnah and later the Mishnah Lamelech, and that is Shnia. Because in the case of a Shnia, we're dealing with a Derabbanan. Says the Kesef Mishnah, you'll see this on line 4, Masha Kosem Chayvei Esei Nicha. I understand very well Chayvei Esei. The Shaper Iko Lemema, the Bechlal Einaru Uyulova Bekal. If there's Chayvei Esei, she's not called Velosi Elisha. Vetanya, and he quotes our Sugya of Shimon HaTimoni and Reb Shimon Menasya, Isha Ruyula Kaima. The final maskana is, we didn't go through the sugya yet, that even in the case of Chayvei Esei, he's not allowed to remain married to her, because every moment that he remains married to her, he's violating an esei. Aval shnia kosher. How do we understand shnia? Keva d'vidaraisa sharia. On a doraisa level, there's no erva, there's no iser at all, not even a Chayvei Esei. Is isha sharuya hi low, on a deraisa level she's re'uya low. He says v'efshar dekeva demidichsiv u'shmartim es mishmarti motzu chachom imokom lesor shniyos shaper ikla meymar deshniya imato mivalo sili isha. That even on a deraisa level a shniya is excluded under the law of lo sili isha, which means isha re'uya low. This is very paradoxical, because on a Doraisa level, as far as the Pasuk Velosi Elisha, he can marry this woman. It's only the Rabbanan that asked her because of Shnius Larayos. And yet, according to the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam, when it says Velosi Elisha, a Shnius is excluded. Why? Because he's not allowed to remain married to her. But this is all based on the Pasuk Shmartim Es Mishmarti. So there's a Pasuk that authorizes the Chachamim to make siyogim and gzeros. And they did so in the case of shnios, because they were afraid if you violate shnios, you might come to violate an isur d'oraisa. So therefore, it's every drabbanon in a case of a siyag or a gzeros is included under ushmarti mishmarti. So once it's included under ushmarti mishmarti, it's no longer included under below siyalisha. Now it's asked the Torah itself, so to speak, well, herself, would you be allowed to marry this woman? And the Torah is going to tell you you're not allowed to be married to this woman. Why? Because the Rabbanan asked it.
Isn't one directed though towards the Rabbanan and one's directed towards them as the participants? You said Shmarti or Shmarti
is a mandate to the Chachamim,
right,
to create an Isser.
Right, and then the other right. One, other iser of, what was it, Loskalo or Loskalo?
Right,
Loisha,
the case of Shnius is now going to kick in because the Torah already authorized the Chachamim, and now the Torah itself has to recognize the iser because the Torah recognizes the legislation, not only that it itself, or Shia self legislated, but even the legislation of the Sanhedrin. Again, I don't know exactly what kind of bezin you'll need. Let's say you need a Sanhedrin, because in the parish of Zochik Mamre, the Torah says that you're a Zochik Mamre if you rebel against the Sanhedrin that's made up of 71 judges. Okay, I'm not getting into that now. You can open up the Rambam Hilchos Mamre and we can try to, you know, weave through that. But be that as it may, whichever authority, whichever Bezdin has the authority to do so and implement the enactments of a Gzer or a Siag on the Mishmarti Mishmarti, now the Torah turns around and says, well, you're not allowed to marry this woman. The paradox here is that the Torah itself allowed you to marry this woman. But now that the Torah authorized the Chachamim to make edicts and enactments that prohibit you from this, then now it's included in the Doraisa. So for example, if a man eats chicken with milk, let's say we pass like Rabbi Yosef Levi, so it's only the Rabbanah. Has he violated an Issa Doraisa?
According to Rambam, every Rabbanah would be on a certain Doraisa level.
And that's what he says in the next line over here, V'lav hoch, he came to Chol Mili Rabbanah Asmechino Alav Delo Sosa, Shaki Yilumem Deshniya Maita, is excluded on the below seal Isha. And basically, the issue that we're touching on is the famous, famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about Durabbanans. The Ramban accuses the Rambam of classifying every Durabbanan as Doraisa. So, in effect, the Ramban says you've completely washed away, you know, you've omitted any nafkamina between the Doraisa and Drabana. What are you going to tell me? Something Drabana Lekula. But I'm going to tell you every something Drabana is a something Doraisa, because the Rambam puts every Drabana on the low saucer. So if I want to know whether I can eat this meat, that it's possibly chicken with milk, then in the worst case scenario, the Torah allows me to eat it, but the Rabbanan said on the low saucer that you're not allowed to deviate from their mandates, from their xeros, is Mimela, now it becomes a Doraisa. So if I have a Suffolk, that's what the Rabban argues against the Rambam, it becomes a Suffolk low saucer. So before we get into that, let's just see why the Mishnah Melech is, you know, objects to this Kesef Mishnah. He says, the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav, on a Braisa that mentions Shnios L'Arayos Eilem Knas. So the Gemara says, if we're talking about Shnios, which are Midivrei Sofrim, is Kevud to be the Raisa Chazil, my Eilem Knas. So you can take a look for me, you know, if you don't mind doing this homework for me. I don't even have Daf Lamed Vav in my edition of the Gemara. You'll take a look on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Amud Aleph, excuse me, and you'll find this cash in the Gemara. We're going to build castles on this cash in the Gemara. The Gemara says, how can you possibly tell me that Arayas means Arayas Durabbanon, me Durei Sofrim, and then you're going to turn around and say that they don't collect Knas? Why don't they collect Knas? Because the Torah doesn't recognize this marriage. That's not true. On a Doraisa level, you're allowed to marry this woman. She's not an Erva. That's the Gemara's kash. Now again, if you hold like the Kesef Mishnah, then l'chor, the kash of the Gemara doesn't get off the ground. Because once the Rabbanon enacted an Easter of Shnios, now it becomes under the Ushmarta Mishmarta, or under Lo Sosa Mikol Sheyerucha, it now becomes a Doraisa. So my kusha, what was the Gemara bothered by? Hare kishem she'im hoya hoyu asuros min haTorah. Right, lo silish only means when he's allowed to marry her. Is hachinami name of beisur shnios the amat to be the rice of meachkra, that this pasuk of lo silisha excludes shnios larayos, because once the rabbanan enacted shnios larayos, then automatically it becomes included on the lo sasler and we treat it like a do rice. The Kosav HaRosh, or Meir Rosh, this is the Kesef, the Mishnah Mel quoting the Rosh. The Lulei Divrei HaKesef Mishnah, Hoya Mefaresh Divrei HaRambam, the Be'emes Iser HaShniyos Humid Rabbonan El Debosa Demir Kro Di Ones Asur Lisa Isurei Torah Roch HaChom LaHamid Divrei Maltvar Torah V'lomar Da'avi Ki Ilu Hois HaSur Min HaTorah D'yesh Koch B'yad HaChom LaKadov Min HaTorah B'Shevi Al Taseh U'le'inyin Knas Hamidu HaDover Kedin Torah V'lo Patru Min HaKnas D'bazel Leka Siag L'Divreyem U'mishum Hachi Par Kevud Min HaTorah Chazile Amai Ein Lo Knas. But let's just try to understand the logic here that the Mishnah Melech is putting forward here in the name of the Rosh. He's saying the following. Maybe the Rambam is talking about a different dimension here. And what he means to say is that we have a principle called Ro Chachomim Lahamid Divreim Al Din Torah, which means that the Rabbanan could say that instead of paying knas, you don't pay knas. That's called shevi al taser, and that's called hemidu adover kedin Torah. It's not a doraisa halacha. The Rambam never meant to say that midoraisa there's no velosi al isha here, and that's why she's excluded from knas. What the Rambam meant to say is that had she been not a shniel arais but an erba doraisa, then she would be excluded from Knas under Isha Ru'uyelo, right? It says Lo Silisha. Meaning the Rambam now is going to expand that to explain why the Rabbanon are going to establish that in the case of Shnios, there is no Knas. And the reason for that is the Rabbanon are going to consider her like this woman who's a real bona fide Erva, who's excluded from the Parashat Knas under Lo Silisha. And that's called Eminu Divreim al Dvar Torah. Well, if that be the case, then perhaps we could understand the Gemara's Kash on Daf Lamed Vav. Let's go over the Gemara's Kash. The Gemara wants to know, why is it that in Shnius LaRais she doesn't collect Knas? Why not say that Midaraisa she's Chazile, she's Ru'uya? So we could say the following. Parech, what the Gemara is asking is, came into Minat Torah Chazile, Amai Ein Lo Knas? Meaning, what the Rabbanu want to do is they want to say the following, that if she were an Erev Doraisa, she would have no Knas, then even an Erev Midivram, she should get no Knas. So the Gemara says the following, why shouldn't she get Knas if the Torah recognizes that she's Re'uya, right, in other words, on a Doraisa level? So the Braisa says that Arayas Ein Lem Knas. And it also mentions Shnios L'Arayas Ein Lehem Knas. If we're going to assume that Shnios Ami Divrei Sofrim is we have a principle of Midaraisa Chazile and Amai Ein Lehem Knas. Meaning, we had a chiddush in the Rambam that the Rambam says that in Shnios there's no Knas. And the reason for that is Rabbanan Hamidu Divrayim Bidin Torah. Right? As if she were Asura Minat Torah. And therefore what? Just 1 second. Shem Hochi Barkir Minat Torah Chazil. Not following. There are too many negatives here. You're double negative. It would seem to me that if he's justified the Rambam, then we don't understand the Gemara's Kasha. What is the Gemara saying with the Raisa Chazile? Yeah, but the Rambam just finished saying that there's no Knas, because had she been a Doraisa, she would be excluded under the law of Velosi Elisha. She's not an Isha Ruyala. And the Rabbanan Hamidu Divreim al Din Torah. So why is the Gemara objecting here that if Shnius Arayas needs me Divrei Sofrim, then why do you tell me Ein Lehem Knas? Because Midirei Sof means that on a Daraisa level she's Ru'uya, she's an Isha Ru'uya, and she's included on the Velosi Elisha. So why shouldn't she get Knas? Oh, I think I understand what he's saying. Let me take a shot at this by both sides, because yesterday I was perplexed by this. I think what he's saying here is the following. In the case of Ma'anes, there are two dimensions. One is that he's obligated to marry her, the other is that he has to pay Knas. The Rambam is addressing the issue of the mitzvah of marrying her. The Rambam is going to say that even though on a Daraisa level it's for Losi Elisha and he should be married to her because she's only a Shnia, but the Rambam says, Hamidu Divreim al Din Torah. And what they're going to say is, let's consider her as if she was an Isha She'ena Ru'uyalo, and therefore the Torah would not allow him to marry her. So this is the mitzvah aspect of Velosi Elisha. The Gemara Daf Lamed Vav is addressing a different aspect of Velosi Elisha, and that is the payment of the Knas. On a level of the payment of the Knas, we go back to the Doraisa. This is not a case of Hamidu Chacham Divreim Divrei Torah. The Hamidu Chacham Divreim al Divrei Torah is only in the case of some sort of violation of an Isur. And the Rabbanu are going to say, we're going to say, don't get involved in something because of the nature of the Isur. Don't get married to this woman, even though it's a mitzvah to marry her, because of the nature of the Isur, the Rabbanu of Shnios L'Arayos. But if you ask another question in the case of Shnius L'Arayos, would he have to pay Knas? The answer is yes, he should pay Knas because Midaraisa Chazile. In this context, you can't apply the principle of Chachomim Osu Chizuk L'Divreim L'Hamidus Divreim Al Dvar Torah. Because L'Hamidus Divreim Al Dvar Torah is not a monetary consideration, it's an Isa V'Heter consideration. So if, in terms of his getting married to this woman, and she's a Shnia, even though the Torah says you're allowed to marry a Shnia, And if she was the Anusa, the Torah would say, therefore you should marry her. But here's where the Rabbanan step up to the plate, and they say the following: since we don't want this marriage, because we consider this erva as if it were a real bona fide erva d'oraisa, then don't even dream of fulfilling this mitzvah alosi alisha in this case. Why? Because then you'll be married to a woman who's asura, albeit mi divrayim, but that's not something we're going to tolerate. We don't want any violation of an erva mi divrayim. And that's the Rambam. The Gemara is addressing a different issue. A man rapes a woman who's an erva mi divrayim, and the Mishnah establishes that she doesn't collect knas. Here the Gemara is up in arms. Why shouldn't she collect knas? With a raisa chazile. On a doraisa level, she's included in a velosi alisha. She's only a shniya derabbanon. Pay up the knas. So we're going to say rabbanon emidu divrayim. What, the rabbanon can be mami divrayim in order to pater him up from a knas? We have no interest. The rabbanon have no interest in exempting him from his liability to pay knas. On the contrary, he's a no good scoundrel. We should fleece him, and we should make him pay knas. So you can say rabbanon emidu divrayim. Okay, rabbanon emidu divrayim. They don't want to recognize a marriage between a man and his granddaughter in an erva situation mid the rabbanon shnius larayis. And we can even override and trump the mitzvah velosi alisha in order to avoid a marriage relationship with a shniya, an erva that's a shniya. There's zero tolerance for that marriage relationship. That's going to be chachamim amidul divrayim, so that even though the Torah would say you're obligated to marry her, she's only a shniya, she's not an erva, the rabbanon are going to do away with that mitzvah, like they did away with shofar on Shabbos, on Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, b'shevi altas. Because what they don't want to see is a violation of a derabbanon, which is upgraded to the status of a doraisa, and that's the case of shniya. They have zero tolerance for that marriage relationship. No, but you'll ask me, the Torah commands him to marry her. The answer is shevi altas. Yesh kol piyat chachamim lakadov benatov b'shevi altas. But now to be mafkia her rights to a knas on a doraisa level, she, even though she's a shniya l'arayis, she deserves knas. No, we're going to take away your knas. Why? Because it's not velosi alisha. Why would they do that? Why would the rabbanan undermine the knas, which is doraisa, for the sake of a shniya derabbanan? Why would they do so? There's no motivation to do so. And now comes the Mishnah Melech, and he makes the following comment. He says, the Vakama Duchti Baramba Muchach Shachome Aminu Divrayim connected in Torah, Af Hecha Doleka Lomishum Siag Velomishum Geder or Goder. In other words, Chachome Aminu Divrayim, according to the Mishnah Melech, means that once the Chachomim consider it Asur, then they're going to go all the way with that. And whatever repercussions there are to that state of Isur, they're going to apply them.
What does he mean by lo mishum siyak and lo mishum geder?
Right, in other words, let's say, for example, the Rabbanan are going to institute an exclusion of a lo si alisha, which is excluding her from knas. That has nothing to do with a siyag, has nothing to do with a geder, with that, you know, have chachomim asu siyag l'dvar Torah, which means make offense. They're not making offense. Okay, so they're not making offense, they're exercising their authority as chachamim.
Is there a nafkamina between lo sasur and ushmartam v'sashibarti?
I'm not sure what you mean. Can you hold on to this for 1 minute? It's just that I get by the mathematics here. It sounds like you're saying something brilliant, but I don't know if my brain is ready for it yet. Sorry. And he's saying the following. This is the Mishnah Melech's argument. That there's a rule which the Rambam applies called Chachom Emidu Divrei Mi Divrei Torah, even in cases which have nothing to do with Siyah. Once a Rabbanon institutes some sort of enactment, we're going to treat it like a Doraisa with all the repercussions. And if that be the case, then we don't understand the Gemara's Kasha. Why? Because what does the Gemara mean, Mi Doraisa Chazile? And since the Torah says he's allowed to marry her, therefore he should be paying knas. No, the Rabbanan said that we're not going to recognize this marriage relationship. No, if that be the case, then the Rabbanan are basically establishing that in this context, it's not an isha ru'uyala. It's not velosiel isha. And the Rabbanan are going to go as far as to say that therefore he should not pay knas, because she's not an isha ru'uyala. That's called chacham emidu divrayim l'din Torah. So again, whereas the first shita, let's say, attributes it to the Rosh, he's going to say chacham emidu divrayim only applies to isa v'heter, and we're not going to apply it here in the case of knas. The second shita, which is that of the Mishnah Lamelech, he says no, even in the case of knas, which the Gemara says chachamim hamidu divrayim al divrei Torah, and therefore there's no knas. So again, at this point in the development, the Mishnah Lamelech is in the dark as to what the Gemara's kasha was midaraisa lo chazia. I mean midaraisa chazia, amai less like knas. Alright, you're on board. I forget your first name.
Sandy.
I haven't seen you, Sandy, in a while.
It's been since before Pesach. Yeah.
Oh, that's not so long ago.
Okay.
Oh, it's only 2-3 months ago.
Yeah.
Where you been since? In Florida?
No, in New York.
Okay. So how'd you get a tan?
I was walking around Tel Aviv yesterday. So.
Oh, you got it. It's an Israeli tan.
Yeah.
I thought you came from Chutz Lartz with the tan.
No. Been there a few days. So.
Like,
all good.
You want to make a distinction between Shmartim and Lo Susser.
It seems there's like an overlap between the Lo Susser and the Shmartim and some Shmartim. So, is it, you know, just looking at what, how far, you're trying to see the tokef of how far they're going.
Right, with the Chachom, how far they're going.
Is it
possible
that, you know, something like Lo Susser, that gives us this level of Siag and get there? And maybe this Shmartim and some Shmartim is something that brings it up to the next step, which is the, you know, giving it the tokif of
chacham emidu divrayim, that kind of tokif.
Yeah, because like what you said before, the inyan kanas hamidu hadavar kedin Torah, but lo patur min kanas. It seems like it applies, but doesn't give it, you know, that extra push to get it, you know, to the next level. And what hamidu divrei Torah is, yes or no? You know, it can't be like, you know,
right.
Okay, you know.
So I don't know, honestly, you're raising a very important question which we didn't address, and that is, what's the difference between Shmartim and Mishmarti and Lo Susser?
Mm-hmm.
I would say, if you'd ask me, I would say Shmartim and Mishmarti, as you mentioned before, Sandy, is a mandate to the Chachom, how they should use their authority, in what situations should they press the button and make these enactments.
That sounds like a Siyag in a Gadara.
Right, so that's why it's going to come, then, once the Rabbanon follow the guidelines of the Torah, in other words, the Torah invests authority in them, and then the Torah gives them guidelines when they should use that authority, right? When they should matay lafil et hasamchut hazot, you know, when they should press the button, and that guidance is inherent in the pasuk shmartim es mishmarti. Like, for example, in the case of truma, the rabbanon are going to take the cue from this pasuk, and they're going to say, well, if your hands are shnius l'tuma, you should not be touching any fruit that might be truma, because then you're being metame truma. That's called ushmartem es mishmarti. So you want to be shomer on kedushas truma. Now ask yourself a different question. All right, there are guidelines, but before the guidelines, I want to know what's the power of an authority in the enactments themselves. You know, you've guided the chacham ushmartem es mishmarti.
Right.
But now, okay, fine. So what does that mean for you and me? Are we just listening to Chachamim because they have long beards and payas? You know, it makes sense to listen to them? Or does the Torah itself recognize their authority? And I think here's where the Lo Susser comes to play. And then the Rambam goes as far as to say that every Drabbanon is included of Lo Susser, which irked the anger of the Ramban, but
where does the Ramban jump on this? Is it on one of the?
Well, I know it. Where to find the Ramban?
I mean, is it on either Lo Susser?
It's in two places. It's in the Kesef Mishnah, quoting the Ramban. I might even have it on the table over here, unless I put it back in. Yeah, that could be it. Okay, let's see if I can find Hilchas Mamrim here. Just a second. Just make sure I have the right volume here. Okay. Yeah, I have the right volume. It's all min hashamayim that I should have it on the desk. I just gave a shiur about the state of Israel, so I needed this rabba. In any event, where are we? Oh, we got it. So just listen to the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Beis Din Agadol Shev Yerushalayim Heim Ikar Torah Shebal Peh VeHeim Amud HaHorah VeHeim Chok UMishpat Yotze L'Chol Yisrael VeAleihem Hevticha Torah Shedevar Al Pi HaTorah SheYerucha VeAl HaMishpat SheYom L'Cha Taaseh Kol Mi SheEino Oseh KeHorah Asam Over Belosasa SheNemar Lo Sosur Mikol Asher Mikol Dov Asher Yagidu L'Cha." V'ein lokin alav zeh mipnei shenitan lazhoras misas bezdin shkol chacham amora al divreyem misoso b'chenek. So Bezdin HaGadol, who was called the Iker Torah Shebal Peh Amud HaOra, the Rambam calls him, mehem choku mishpat lo tzo, they made an enactment. Comes along this rebellious elder and he says, no, don't pay any attention to this enactment. So he's going to be put to death under the law of Zokei Mamre, again with all the details and the requirements. The Rambam says that makes the lav lo sasur into a lav hanitan lazhoras misas bezdin, hence you don't get malchus. Then the Rambam goes on and he tells you what's included in lo sasur, and he says the following: Echad dvarim shalomdu oso mipinei shmua ve'im torah shebal peh. The echad dvarim shalomdu oso mipi daitom v'achas min amidos shatorah nidreshes bahem v'nirah beineihem. The echad dvarim shasa oson asu oson siag la torah ulefi ma shashot tzricha v'hem zeros v'takanos v'minhagos. I mean, this word minhagos is going to totally blow us out of the water. But the Rambam says kol elu hem me mitzvahs esei lishmol lehem va'over al achas mehen over below saseh ha'esei she'omer al pi ha'Torah she'yerucha, and the lo saseh is lo sosu mikol she'yerucha. So imagine, for violating, the Rambam has under the three categories here, he's got gzeros, takanos, and minhagos. You violate these, you know, that's even worse than eating chazetreif, because if you eat chazetreif, you only violate one lot in the Torah. Here you violate an essay and a losas. So I mentioned the Kesef Mishnah. Actually, there is no Kesef Mishnah here. There's a Lecha Mishnah. So Lecha Mishnah says, Ramban Zal, the Sefer HaMitzvah, said he tells in parentheses, Shoresh Aleph. Okay, so that's a different volume of this said, Shoresh Aleph. Hisig Al Rabbeinu. Tim came cold divrei sofrim, havi lav v'esek. V'ayroi lana lahachmir b'chol bili d'rabbanon shehein min haTorah. Kevin shaTorah tzivsa lo sasu mikol dovar sheyerucha v'chein esek d'alpi haTorah sheyerucha. This he quotes in the name of the Ramban. The Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvos. Now there's a long discussion here in the Lecha Mishnah. I don't know if we
should don't mention Shmartam Mitzvah Shmarti.
The Rambam doesn't mention that, which is, you know, an interesting thing. We'd have to go through that as a special, but that's what he says. Okay. So let's just summarize now. The Mishnah Melech is saying that he's still perplexed by the Gemara's question of Midoraisa Chazilei with regard to Knas, because the Mishnah Melech is convinced that once Hamidu Divreim al Din Torah, then that should apply even as far as Knas is concerned. He says the following: Vesakusha miknas. Let's go back to this. Try, you know, this line in the Gemara that seems to completely undermine the Rambam. He says tirates. Now I don't know. There's a little nun over there. Am I right?
Yes.
So what is this? Oh, he tells you where to find it in the Mishnah Melech. The hadi amir the shnios nismatu min haTorah. Mikra develo sia leisha hani milu l'Rav Shimon ben Benasya deveinon isha ruya lekaima uladi day nismatu shnios hei mi mitzvos velo sia leisha vehei miknas. Well, let's try to understand this. He says the following: if you hold like Rav Shimon ben Asya, who says you need an Isharui Lekaima, then we have a double exclusion. And we're not going to split the parasha into its dimension, into its two dimensions. We're not going to differentiate between, on the one hand, the Velosia Leisha, and on the other hand, the Knas. And we're going to say the following: that any woman who is not included in Velosia Leisha is excluded from A, which means the mitzvah Velosia Leisha, and B, from the Knas, the package deal. Therefore, when we say that the Torah, in the case of Shnios, by virtue of Lososer, etc., etc., Chalcomim, Hemidu, Devrayim, El Devray Torah, and all that, are going to exclude her from the parasha of Elosia Leisha, hence she should be excluded from Knas, that's only according to Rav Shimon ben Asi. However, Aval Rav Shimon, he has Rav Shimon Timni, we have Shimon Timni, anyway, the Darish Isha Sheyeshba Havaya, Pshita, the Shnios lo nismatu klal shari tofsin bahem kiddusha. Wow, that's a very sharp move. I would give him a very high grade just for the brilliance of this move. In other words, the Gemara's kash over there on Daf Lamed Vav is predicated on Rav Shimon HaTimni. It's not according to Rav Shimon ben Asya, because according to Rav Shimon ben Asya, we have a principle called Chachomim Amidah Divrayim, and therefore she's not included on the Velosi Elisha. That's fine. Why? Because Velosi Elisha, according to Rav Shimon ben Asya, means Isha Rui Lekaima, and the Rabbanan are not going to tolerate your marrying this woman, the Shnia, once they enact their Zera of Shnias Larayas. So therefore, if Hamidah Divrayim, that means she's excluded from Velosi Elisha, Isha Rui Lekaima, Bain Legabe marriage, and Bain Legabe Knas. So the Gemara would have no objection whatsoever. But if we go with Shimon HaTimni, whereas Losi Elisha means not that she's Eino Rui Lekaima, but that there's no Tfisis Kedushin, well, guess what? In the case of a Shnia, there is Tfisas Kedushin. Now, at this point, I would ask the following naive question. Well, why is there Tfisas Kedushin? Maybe we should go with the principle of Chachamim Hamidah Divrayim and upgrade the level of this Erva Derabanan of Shnia to the level of an Erva Doraisa, and hence there would be no Tfisas Kedushin. But let's accept it as axiomatic that if a man marries a Shnia, then Eino Chinami, the Kedushin is valid. We're not going to undermine the Kedushin. Which probably means that even if the Rabbanan created an Erva, that's only as far as Isur Bia is concerned, but she's not a full-fledged Erva, even Midivrayim, such that they would torpedo the Tfisas Kedushin. And therefore, according to Rav Shimon ben Atimni, who everything hinges on whether it's Tfisas Kedushin or not, then clearly, in the case of Shnias Larais, there is Tfisas Kedushin, hence there should be Knas. Why does the Mishnah establish that there's no Knas? Alright, he wants to know, how did the Gemara know that this price has to reflect the sheet of Shimon HaTimni? He says there was some Lashon, some Hechrik Lashon. Oh, in other words, now that we're standing on the shoulders of Shimon HaTimni, and everything depends upon Yesh Ba'avai or not, then there certainly should be a Knas in the case of a Shnia, because there is Tfisas Kedushin in the case of a Shnia. By the way, if you happen to have the Rambam Isurei Bia, which is Sefer Kedusha, can I borrow it? He has a list of all the Shnios over there. Maybe you could find it for me, John. Do you mind?
I don't
know. Yeah, if you take a look, you know, in the introduction to Hilchos Isurei Bia, you'll be able to see that the Rama has a list of all the Arayas, and in there he has also a list of the Shnios Arayas. Does anybody remember how many there are on the list? There's a number, there's a magic number. Just see if I can get a drink.
To drink?
Well, let's see. Oh, I have, thanks.
It doesn't look like much.
All right.
Is this water?
It is water, yeah. I don't usually drink water if I can avoid it.
What would you prefer?
hot water is better for me, and tea is even the best, but I have to look for my tea bags here, because I drink this chamomile tea, so I'm not going to bother you with that. I know I have it. It's probably in this... I'll just take a quick peek here for a second.
No, it's not here. I probably left it in the shtiebel.
All right. So let's just do a quick recap of this Mishnah LeMelech. It's really made up of many different parts. One part is going to be this discussion about the Kesef Mishnah. And the Rambam is going to tell us that as far as Isha Rui L'Kaima, a Shniel Arayos is excluded. And hence there is no Knas. So the Kesef Mishnah wants to know, what do you mean there's no Knas? You're going to tell me that it's not Rui L'Kaima? On a Daraisa level, certainly it's Rui L'Kaima, because she's only a Shniel. And thank you. And the answer of the Kesef Mishnah is going to be to invoke the principles of Lo Sosur and Ushmarta Mismishmarti, so that even on a Daraisa level, it's Ein Rui L'Kaima. In effect, he's saying that the Torah is enjoining me from marrying a Shniel. The Mishnah LeMelech is bothered by the sugya in Ksuvas Daf Lamed Vav. In the case of Shniyas Larayos, the Gemara raises an objection. Why is there no Knas Midaraisa Chazile? Well, according to the case of Mishnah, the Gemara has no argument, because the principle is Lo Sosur, and therefore Midaraisa she's not Chazile. Therefore, the Mishnah LeMelech goes off on a different approach. And he says that the problem with Shniyas LaRayos is the problem of Chachomim Hamidu Divreim al Divrei Torah, which means that the Chachomim are going to make an analogy, so to speak, an upgrade of this Shniya as if she were an Erva Doraisa. Hence, in the case of Ru'i L'Kaima or Eina Ru'i L'Kaima, the Chachom are going to say, well, don't marry her because she's Eina Ru'i L'Kaima, because Chachomim Hamidu Divreim al Divrei Torah. Now, the problem here is, what about Knas? So the answer is going to be that we're going to differentiate between two dimensions of the parish of Ones. On the one hand, there's a dimension of Lo Sia L'Isha, meaning Ru'uya L'Kaima, meaning marry her because she's Ru'uya, and we're going to say Chachom Hamidu Divreim, and they're not going to allow her, they have absolutely no tolerance for him to marry her. On the other hand, when it comes to Knas, there's no reason why the Rabbanim would activate the principle of Chachom Hamidu Divreim, and therefore remove the Knas. Why would they remove the Knas? The Torah wants to punish this fellow, and say, pay the Chamishim Kesef. Why would the Rabbanim say, well, you know what? She's a Shniya and Chacham and Amir Devrayim, and therefore he doesn't get Knas. Comes along the Mishnah Melech, he says, I cannot accept this Kesef Mishnah. I have many proofs from many Rambams, but Kama Duchti, that Chacham and Amir Devrayim means they go all the way. Even if the repercussions are going to be, as far as Dini Momentus is concerned, paying a Knas, not paying a Knas, whether it has to do with the Siag, whether it doesn't have to do with the Siag, the Rabbanan and Amir Devrayim.
Once it gets into that category, then you go all the way. This is hot.
Correct. And if you're going to go all the way, then what it basically means is that she doesn't collect knas. So now, at this point, given his premises, the Mishnah LeMelech is back to square one. Why does Gemara think that she should certainly receive knas? What about Chacham Hamidu Divreim, etc.? So here he answers that the Gemara is reflecting the sheet of Shimon HaTimoni as opposed to Rav Shimon ben Menasseh. Einachinami, according to Rav Shimon ben Menasseh, we're talking about the issue of Ru'i L'Kaima or not Ru'i L'Kaima. So from that perspective, certainly she should not be receiving Knas. She's Ein Ru'i L'Kaima because Chachamim Amidu Divreim. But now we're going according to Shimon HaTimoni, who says that Velosia Leisha is not Ru'i L'Kaima but Tfisas Kedushin, and in the case of an Erva Derabbanan, meaning a Shnia, there is Tfisas Kedushin. John, are you any by any chance able to find the Shnias Larayas in the Rambam?
Yeah, I think I have the list of mitzvahs Losa said.
Right, but those are the Doraisas. Somewhere in that in the Rambam there, he has a list of Shnios L'Arayos. It should be in one of the first few Prokim. Doesn't the Rambam have at the beginning a list of all the Arayos there?
Does he
enumerate all the different Arayos? Because at some point when he finishes that enumeration, he has another list of Shnios L'Arayos. Those are Dorais. Maybe towards the end of the chapter, if you skim through it, see if you find it. Otherwise, I'll have to do the work.
Does he make a list?
I think he has a list with numbers of all the different Shnios L'Arayos.
So it should stand
up. I just don't remember what chapter in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. Now, what I'd like to do with you is the next piece, which is a continuation of this piece. So hopefully we'll be able to complete this discussion. But first, I just want to read to you if I can find it. Okay, so you know what? Let's go back. I'm taking things out of order here, so let's go back to the proper sequence. He says the following. Ubisof Dvarov. Again, there are many paragraphs here in the Mishnah. Cholak al kesef Mishnah. So let's see if we can unravel here these words. He's saying the following. The question is, under what circumstances do we apply the mitzvah, do we activate the mitzvah of a lo seal in Isha? Obviously, the Torah is excluding certain scenarios, and the mitzvah would not apply. According to Shimon HaTimni, according to Shimon HaTimni, the Torah is excluding every case where there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. According to Rav Shimon ben Asi, the Torah is excluding any case where there's an Iser L'Kayim. Now, Uknas Toli B'Nesud, which if I understand correctly would mean the following. If there is a mitzvah Lo Seal Isha, then there's knas. If there's no mitzvah v'lo seal l'isha, then there's no knas. So knas depends upon the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah going to apply or is it not? That's going to be a machlokas between Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon ben Asi. According to Shimon HaTimni, if there's tfisas kiddushin, you know, if only the relationship between them is not that of an erva, then v'lo seal l'isha applies. So let's take, for example, Mamzeres, or Chayvei Lavin. According to this, Rav Shimon HaTimni would say that he marries her in a case of Ones, even though he would normally be violating the Lav of Mamzeres, but the Torah says, V'lo Seal L'Isha. So it's Esei Dochalos Aseh. But that's only because it's a Lav, and it's Tfisas Kiddushin. According to Rav Shimon HaTimni, the Torah is not going to allow you to marry her, and there's no din of esei dochalosas. And that's going to apply even in the case of a lav like Mamzeres. Ulefize, he says, Rav Shimon HaTimni, to be in an isha sheesh ba'avaya, her Ones no se chayvi esei ushlius midirei sofrim. And this might be true even according to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is talking about chayvi lavin. We haven't yet discussed Rabbi Akiva's position on chayvi esei. So what he's saying here, if I understand correctly, is that the Torah is not going to be mater isurim in the case of ones. You know, we're not going to make him such a chote niskar that because he did this terrible thing of ones, we're going to allow him to violate a lav. However, if there's no lav, let's take for example Chayvei Esei, so his esei is no less significant than whatever other esei you can come up with. And keep in mind, Rabbi, so the Torah has in mind the best interest of the Anusa. Maybe she unfortunately couldn't get married to anyone else. At least the Torah says he'll this no good rascal. At least he's a marriage partner for you. Umasik delekuli amakolshi asuralo eno no seosa. So wait a minute. This is the Havamina? What we just said now is the Havamina Umasik Lemaskona. He's saying what? Lekulialma kol shehi asuralo eno nose oso. I guess he's saying that even according to Shimon HaTimni, there's no mitzvah to marry her.
Is that a lechatchila statement? That maybe if he went ahead and married her, it is tofes?
Well, yes, I think we're talking about Chayvei Esei, and he's saying that there is tefisas kedushin in Chayvei Esei. So on the one hand, we're not going to recommend that he marry her, we're not going to let him marry her, because he's violating the Torah law of the Chayvei Esei, but on the other hand, if he went ahead and he married her, the kedushin would be tofes, because she's only Chayvei Esei.
Right.
So again, I hope I'm reading this correctly, but the word umasik is the word that catches my eye over here. Then he writes, "Velav mi tura de kra de velosia leisha de leha lo isrich kra de mehechi tesi she yisa isha asurala." So he says the final maskana is that even though in this case that there is tefisas kedushin, it doesn't come under velosia leisha, which implies isha sheyesh ba'avaya, so she would be included under velosia leisha. But nevertheless, in the case of chayvei esei, there's no question in our minds that he would not have a mitzvah to marry her. But the question is, why not? Why not apply the principle of esei dochalos asin? So he writes, imishum di asi esei v'dochalos asam rinon de shiny esei zu di i'amalo b'inale lo kafinale. Do you remember this at all? This, if you've ever learned this perek, that's one of the most important sugyas in the perek. It's at the very end of the perek. And it says that we're not going to apply esei dochalos asin in the case of an esei which is conditional, so to speak, which, in other words, people or one person could completely waive that essay and it doesn't generate any chiyuvim. So the principle of velosia leisha, that mitzvah, is contingent upon the fact that she approves of the marriage, she wants to marry him. But if she says lo be'ina, I don't want to marry him, then lo kafina lo, we don't force her to get married to him. So therefore, the principle of esei dochalos asei would not kick in over here. And if that be the case, then for sure we're not going to violate any surim for the sake of the mitzvah of velosia leisha. And that's not going to be derived from the pasuk of velosia leisha, meaning only a isha ru'uya or ru'uya lo. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're talking according to Shimon HaTimni, my mistake again, of an Isha Sheyesh Ba'avaya. So an Isha Sheyesh Ba'avaya would certainly not exclude Chayvei Esei, but nevertheless the mitzvah is not going to apply because there's no possibility of Esei Dochalos Asei in the case of a mitzvah which I Be'ina, I Amr Lo Be'ina, Lo Kaifin Lo. Upirshu harashba veritva di essay zoo came at Chetoli Vidaita, since it depends upon whether she wants to marry him or not, heal. In other words, in the hierarchy of mitzvahs, this becomes a lower echelon mitzvah because it depends on das. Philodochi Shumisa, it doesn't have the power to override any other Isra. So there's no essay dochalosa said in the case of a low seal Isha because the honor lo be'ina, it all depends upon whether she wants to marry him or not. So that's all according to this logic that the Torah did not mean to obligate the Ma'anes to marry her if there's an Isra involved, even an Isra essay. El the sphere later of Shimon Lishimon Tatimni Ul Rav Shimbe Menasya Dekra Develosia Leisha Asa Leknas. So these drushes are for Knas. Again, as far as the mitzvah of marrying her, everybody would agree, and we don't need any diukim in the pasuk of Elosia Leisha, that if she's Asura Olav, there's no mitzvah. We suspend the mitzvah, and there's no essay dochalose, yamre lo be'ina, etc. But everybody agrees that this pasuk is coming to address the issue of knas. How so? Dil Rav Shimon ben Menasya asa lomar dechol she'ena nosa, eino mishum knas. That if there's no mitzvah to marry her, on the contrary, there's an isa to marry her, then she's excluded from knas. With Rav Shimon Atimni, dafka isha she'ein lo ba havaya, eino mishalim knas. Aval kol she'yesh lo ba havaya af she'ein nosa, I mean she's asura, v'ein emroi l'kaima, mishalim knas. V'akal ha'ole dele'inya nisuin, as far as the mitzvah of marrying a butler machlokas, there is no machlokas. Everybody agrees that he's not going to marry her and override the Issur Torah. Diladivri akol kol shasurlo afilu midivri sofrim ein noso. So I both say this is a radical change in our understanding of our sugya. We thought our sugya was revolving, and that was the habamina of the Mishlo Melech around the question of whether he should marry her or not. No. Everybody agrees that if the Torah says he's not allowed to marry her, even if there is Tfisas Kedushin, even if it's only Chai V'Essay, then we're not going to allow overriding that Isur for the sake of the mitzvah Velosi Elisha. So there simply is no mitzvah Velosi Elisha. So what is the machlokas here about whether it's real Kaima or whether it is Yesh Ba'Avaya? That's only as far as the Knas is concerned.
Where do we learn that she has to accept it, that it's conditional on her acceptance?
So that's a Gemara on Daf Mem. I brought in the wrong Gemara. So if you have an extra Gemara Ksubis here that I could borrow, or if you want to, you know, just look it up yourself.
Tell me where it is.
Daf Mem Amud Aleph, I believe.
Should I give it to you?
I don't want to take your Gemara. There should be an extra Gemara Ksuba somewhere on the table. But all right, I'll give it right back. I'll try to do this really fast. You see it? It's right before the Mishnah. It's about 10 lines down. I amr lo ve'ina mi issa li esse klal. In other words, the Gemara says we undermine the principle of essay dochalosas in this context because it's a different kind of an essay.
You said mem omed aleph?
Mem omed aleph, you're right before the mission. That's a rhetorical question.
Right. So means obviously there is none.
Right. Obviously there is none.
Rashi says, Hashnami Malamdi Mota Lamar Eni Rotza. So she had to tell her that she has that option.
So that's what I have right now.
Okay.
Here, let me give this back to you.
Okay, there isn't this right here.
Alright. I thought there was one floating around here. Let's see. So now we shift our whole emphasis here. In the light of this Gemara and Daf Mem, and he has the Rashba and the Ritva, that an essay toli b'daito, which is conditional on her agreement, is an essay kiel, and there's no essay dochalosas. So therefore, even according to Shimon HaTimni, who says yesh ba havaya, as opposed to right, which would exclude chayve krisus, but might not exclude chayve lav, and certainly wouldn't exclude chayve essay. So you would say now the Torah is commanding him v'lo seal le'isha and violate the Iser essay. The answer is no. That there's no essay dochalosasa here, and therefore the whole machlokas between Rav Shimon ben Menasya and Shimon HaTemoni is all about the mitzvah. I'm sorry, is all about the knas. Again, as far as the mitzvah is concerned, kuliyamalo pligi. The Torah blocks this mitzvah because there's an Iser essay. But as far as paying knas is concerned, what kind of ish is included in paying knas? Well, according to Shimon HaTimni, any woman sheyesh ba avaya, including chayvei essay, therefore, would be included under knas. According to Rav Shimon ben Menasya, on the other hand, only a isha ra'uya l'kaima, meaning that there's no Iser between them, is there a payment of knas? Everybody have that? So the whole machlokas is about knas.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say chayvei lavin, or again, chayvei lavin is going to be an issue with Rabbi Akiva, but let's say chayvei essay. Would there be knas or would there not be knas? Diller of Shimon ben Menasya is akra osaloma de chol she'eno nosa. Right, that's Eino Ruya L'Kaima, is therefore Ein Lo Knas. L'Rav Shimon HaTimni, Dafka Isha She'ein Bo Havaya, Eino Mishalim Knas. Which would mean, let's say, Chayvi Lav according to Rabbi Akiva, or Chayvi Krista according to the Rabbon. Aval Kol She'esh Bo Havaya, for example, Chayvi Esei, Avshe ain't no, so he's not going to marry her, but he still has to pay knas. Haklala ola del inyan nisuin batla machlokis. There's no machlokis tanoim as far as nisuin is concerned.
They separated.
Diri akol kol shasura la feel me diri so from ain't a no, so.
They separated the marriage from the knas.
Right. And there was never a debate about the marriage, according to this maskona of the Mishnah Lamel. Now it's interesting because this essay is a little bit different in the sense of the Omrlo Be'ino, and therefore it becomes an essay kal, and this essay does not have the power to override a losis. But when it comes to Shnios, which is only the Rabbanon, so why can't the mitzvah of marrying override the Issa d'Rabbanan? That's, you understand, in classic terms of essay dochalosa, you have an essay doraisa and a losa doraisa. So we say essay dochalosa. If the essay is only, you know, is only v'dai, toli v'dai, that's not going to be dochalosa. But who says that an essay doraisa would not be doche shnios d'Rabbanan? I mean, that doesn't even come under essay dochalosas.
So again, this is, you know, I'm getting deja vu that this reminds me of all the discussion we had about los sasur, etc. That there is a los sased doraisa here, marrying an erva midavreim a shniyah. Why? Because los sasur. So now you want to override los sasur for the sake of the mitzvah of los yalisha. You can't do that because it's a mitzvah kala. Mm-hmm. With a kuf, I mean kala, because he amalovi ina less a klal. But again, what's the Ramban going to say about all this? Because the Ramban is unwilling to say that the Ramban fits into lo sasur. I'm not sure. I don't know the exact answer to that question. Again, according to the Ramban, it goes a little bit smoother. He says, "V'chein kosvimika ador ramach nefrayim v'agro." The time shall ram the also lisa shniyos. In the case of Velosi Elisha of Ones, he mishum di yomelo beina less a klal. Meaning that the essay of Velosi Elisha is a weaker essay that cannot override a losase and not even an isidra bonon of shniyos. And that's the language of the Rama. Lama lo yavo esse v'yidches lo saseh. So John, you have the Rambam Kiddusha?
Kiddusha, yes.
Does it have also Noshim in it? For those two separate times? Right, so that's not going to help us right now. But anyway, the Rambam Hilchas Nara Besula, the Rambam says, Lama lo yavo esse v'yidches lo saseh. And he answers because Efshalo Shalo Tirza. It's Yomelo Beino Let Me Yisi Lesei Kla. All right, he quotes a smag. Then he says the following: Vachronim Hikshu Al Dibre Marash Da'atam Di Osa Lisa Shniu Mishud Yeshkof Biat Chachomim Lakar Dover Benator B'Shevi Altas Mi Dibre Arama. Perek Gimel Minara Legabi Motzi Shema Nimtza Ba Dover Zima Oshe Nimtza Asura Olav Michai Ve Lavim O Michai Ve Ese Afilu Shnia Harei Zed Yigarshena Beget Shenema Velosi El Isha Isha Hara Uya Lada Kohasam Harei Over Al Alav Delo Yucha Lashalcha Bekumva Ase. So wait, what exactly is the case? Oh, I see. Motzi Shema, I mean, he's already married to her. Let's say they had a sin at the time of the suin, he yells and screams, Pesach Pasuk Motzasi. And now he has a mitzvah to marry her. But now you're telling him, the Rambam, I'm raising your shen of a get.
He can't divorce her.
Right, but since she's Asura Olav, Nimtza Asura Olav, and the Rama has Chayvei Lavin, Chayvei Ese, and Shnios, Hareze Yigarshena Beget. Now, how could the Rama add Shnios to this list? According to the Shita, the Rama added Shnios because of Shevi Altase. But this is not a case of Shevi Altase. It's Kuvah Sei. The Torah says you're not allowed to divorce her, and he went ahead and he divorced her. Okay, Rebbe, so I think we'll stop here. It's time for Mincha. Does anybody... Oh, here's a pencil. Let's make a note of where we got up to.
Where are you making that note?
Tufshin Lamentes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, if you can remind me, because I sometimes write it on a little piece of paper, and then I don't find the paper. So let's see. What is tomorrow's date? Either in Hebrew or in English. Is the 20th?
The 20th, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to write down June 20th. And we're on page Tuf Pei. And we got up to Os Tuf Shin Lamin Tes, correct? So Lineda, that's what we'll pick up tomorrow. Sandy, very nice to see you.
Likewise. Thanks for joining. Good to be back.
Yeah, I'm so sorry that you came in the middle of this whole thing.
Catching up is good.